Chapter 4. My wife was very quiet during the drive to Leatherhead, and I tried to persuade her that the Martians would not be able to leave the cylinder. She only said yes or no. When we arrived at my cousin's house, the horse had a short rest before I started the return journey. If I had not promised to take the horse and cart back, I could have stayed with my wife. She stood in the light of the door to watch me go. When I jumped into the cart, she turned to my cousin's house without saying goodbye. I remember her face was very white. The night was dark and still hot, and there were thick clouds in the sky, but I wasn't frightened now. I was interested in how the Martians would be defeated. As I approached Woking, I saw a blood-red light across the sky and clouds of black and red smoke. I was looking at the familiar hills when suddenly a ball of green fire fell through the clouds as a third cylinder landed. At the same moment, thunder and lightning filled the air, making my horse jump. I continued down the hill with the lightning flashing every few seconds and rain running down my face. When the lightning flashed, I saw something moving fast down the opposite hill. It was flashing, first dark and then light. It was higher than many houses, with three legs that took huge steps over the trees, smashing them as it went. It was a shiny, metal, noisy monster machine with many tentacles. Just then, the trees in front of me parted, and a second monster machine appeared. It was heading towards me, and I was racing to meet it. I pulled my horse's head around, but it fell. The cart rolled over onto the horse, and I was thrown into a pool of water. I got out of the water and lay hiding under a bush. The horse was dead, and the cart was broken. The monster machine continued on its path. Its tentacles were swinging, and I could see a huge head and a kind of metal body. Behind the body was a white metal basket. As it moved, clouds of green smoke shot out of the tentacles, and then it was gone. I watched it move down the hill and join its friend. They seemed to be looking at something on the ground, and I was sure it was the third cylinder that had arrived from Mars. For some minutes, I lay in the wet, watching the monsters in the lightning. When I got to my feet, I hid in the woods and slowly made my way towards my own house. If I had realized what was happening, I would have tried to get back to my wife in Leatherhead, but I was tired and wet, and I thought only about getting home. The storm had stopped, but it was still raining heavily, so it was difficult to find my way. I followed the trees, and near the top of the hill, I fell over something soft. When the lightning flashed again, I saw that it was a large man. He lay near a tree, as if someone had thrown him against it. I had never seen a dead body before, but I turned him over and felt for his heart. He was dead. His neck was broken. Another flash of lightning lit his face, and I recognized the pub landlord who had lent me the horse and cart. I stepped over the man and continued along the road. Nothing was burning, but there was red light and black smoke in the sky, and I heard voices and people running. I only wanted to reach my home. When I got there, I opened the door and sat on the floor with my back against the wall. I was crying, wet and shaking. After a time, I went upstairs and changed my clothes. Then I went into my study and looked out of the window across the hill to the place where the first cylinder lay. It looked as though the whole country was on fire. I could see houses and a train burning. I sat on a chair and watched the three busy monster machines working on the hill. Were they intelligent machines? Was there a Martian inside each one, controlling it? The storm had passed and the sky was clear when a soldier appeared in my garden in the early morning light. I called down to him. "Where are you going?" "I don't know," he replied. "Come into the house," I said. I went down and opened the door for him. "What has happened?" I asked. "We were defeated," he said. "Completely defeated." He sat down at the table, put his head on his hands, and started to cry like a little boy. It was a long time before he could stop and answer my questions. The soldier had seen the creatures from the first cylinder moving towards the second cylinder under a metal shield. Later, the shield was lifted up on three legs, and it became the monster machine that I had seen. The soldier was on a horse, but a gunshot made it jump and it fell. The soldier found himself buried under dead men and horses. "I couldn't move," said the soldier. "My back hurt and the front of a dead horse lay on me. There was a terrible smell of burning meat. I had to wait until I felt better before I could move. I could see the monster machines. They seemed to look around, and their tentacles fired the heat ray." In a few minutes, there was no living being on the hill. The monster machine went towards Woking and set fire to the town with the heat ray. Then it returned to the second cylinder, and another monster machine built itself. This one followed the first, and the soldier made his escape. The soldier was quiet after he finished his story. I gave him some food, and then we went upstairs to my study. There was smoke over the burned hills. The trees were black, and in the growing light of the morning, we saw three monster machines. They seemed to be looking at the craters where the cylinders had landed. From time to time, clouds of green smoke rose towards the blue sky.